their dog came out of the house and crossed the street.
Yes, ma'am.
This man's best friend was outmatched.
Their dog leaped up and grabbed him around the body. So I went down to the ground and freed my dog.
But his emotions aren't shared by everyone.
I got his jaw open and my dog out, and I never heard a dog scream like that before in my life.
When he's telling the story, that's not a smile moment. It's not funny.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Matthew Tringali is suing LaToya Neal and her daughter, 18-year-old Nia Whitehead, for medical bills and pain and suffering after their pit bull attacked his toy poodle.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 483 on the calendar in the matter of Tringali versus Nia Whitehead. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Mr. Tringali, you were walking your dog. I assume this is the dog that you were walking.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct? On what date did this incident happen?
October 21st, 2017, at approximately 9:30 p.m.
And you were walking the dog in your neighborhood?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me what happened.
I was walking my dog. I'm a disabled vet, and that's how I get my exercise. And this was the last, time. I was walking him before bed. Took him out. Went down the way I walk every night. I took him to the end of the block. The defendant's dog, they had just gotten home, and they opened the garage door, and the...
Just a second. How did you know they had just gotten home?
They pulled up. I was walking across the street from their house.
Okay, so you were across the street from where they live?
Yes, ma'am. I actually have pictures of where it was.
I'm creating a picture. That's my job. You were walking home with the dog across the street from where their house is, and you saw them pull up in the car?
Yes, ma'am.
Where had you been?
I was at Langston University to see my daughter in college.
So you were away just the evening?
Yes.
Came home at 9:30?
Yes.
Opened the door, the garage door. Is
yes.
it an automatic garage door opener?
Yes.
And then what happened?
At that point, when they opened the garage door, their American bully dog came flying out of their garage across the street.
Did you leave your dog in the garage when
no,
you went?
No.
Where did you leave the dog?
She was in her room.
Which is where?
That's in the house. It's not in the garage. She has a room.
How did she get into the garage?
My daughter opened the door.
From the garage to the inside?
Yes.
Okay, so you pulled in, your daughter got out of the car and opened the door?
Yes.
And where were you?
I was still outside. We hadn't pulled into the garage. We just opened the garage and the car was in the driveway.
Well, then explain to me why your daughter got out of the car before you pulled into the garage to open the door that separates the garage and the house.
Because we were all going in the house. I had several daughters with me at the time, so they was already walking into the house.
How many girls were in the car with you?
Four.
And you were in the driveway and all four girls had gotten out of the car?
No. Two had gotten out the car, and my daughter that's with me was still outside. We was getting their stuff out the car.
I'm losing you.
Okay.
Is this the daughter that opened up the door to the house?
Yes.
You said no, she says yes. Which one is it? You said she's not the one that opened up the door. She says she is the one that opened up the door. Do you want to confer and get your acts together?
Yes, ma'am. I was the one who had opened the door for my dog to let her out the back door.
Just a second. You opened up the door between the garage and the inside of the house.
Yes.
And when you opened the door, your dog came out.
My dog walked out.
Just a sec. Don't play with me. When you opened the door, your dog came out.
Yes, ma'am.
Your dog came out not on a leash.
She had on a collar.
Your dog came out not on a leash.
Yes.
Continue.
So when the dog came...
You're across the street.
Yes,
ma'am. You're still across the street from where they live.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
So the dog came running out. And I saw the dog coming.
The dog crossed the street?
Yes, ma'am. I had my dog on a retractable leash, so I locked the leash immediately, and I basically picked him up by the neck towards me. And as he was coming towards me, their dog leaped up and grabbed him around the body. So I went down to the ground and freed my dog.
Your Honor, that is not true.
Don't interrupt. You have to understand, whatever you're going to tell me, whatever injuries they had, if any, or fright, is your fault. You have to understand that. Your dog, according to you, was out of your house without a leash, not under your control. There is no question that your dog crossed the street, because that's what whoever wrote your answer, you or your mother, said. You said cross the street, but they were only playing, and he overreacted, and he fell. That was your answer. But he didn't fall on your side of the street. He fell across the street. Do you understand? That's either a yes or a no.
Yes.
So let's not play with each other. How much does your dog weigh?
20 pounds.
May I see a picture of the dog?
Picture. Yeah.
What is this that you're showing me? What is this that
That's
you're showing me?
Her kennel picture, and she went to quarantine.
You have another picture of the dog?
Yes.
This dog doesn't weigh 20 pounds. I have a Shih Tzu that weighs 20 pounds. Okay, so the dog was out of your control. Now, you're down on the floor, you got the dog, according to you, got the
yes,
dog
ma'am.
Away.
The dog had my dog around the chest. I pried his mouth open. That's where I got this one. And
this one what is what?
This cut right here, this scar.
May I, would you step up, please? Here.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, step back. Go ahead.
I got his jaw open and my dog out, and I never heard a dog scream like that before in my life. I started to stand up with the dog in my arms, and the dog leaped up and grabbed him by the leg and was pulling him by the leg. I was kicking him, and I reached down because I had him in my arm.
During that time, did either of these two people or any of the other daughters that were all there come to your assistance?
Not really, ma'am.
Did they come across the street?
Eventually. After the dog bit me.
Which one came across the street?
I believe it was this woman here, ma'am.
The mother?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you go across the street?
No,
that's
ma'am.
Either a yes or a no.
No.
Who did?
Nobody went across the street.
You mean the
he
dog?
He was on our side of the street, Your Honor.
No way. I don't believe it, and B, it doesn't make any difference because
okay.
The dog was out of your control. I just want you to understand. It doesn't make any difference. So if you're going to lie, don't lie about something that doesn't make any difference. What I asked you was, who went to get your dog?
I got my dog. Oh,
good. The answer would be you, that he was correct. You came to get your dog. You have homeowner's insurance? That's a yes or a no.
No.
Where else did the dog bite you?
After I got him freed the
this
second time.
This isn't a smile. Listen to me. This isn't a smile. You want to know why it's not a smile? Because you know the daughter who's in college? How would you feel if she was walking home from class and a dog unleashed that she didn't know bit her twice? How would you feel about that? If she picked up the phone and said, Mom, I'm in an emergency room. I just got bit by a dog that was off leash. I don't know where it came from. How would you feel? Would you smile? Would you be smiling? The answer is no. So when he's telling the story, that's not a smile moment. Do you understand?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Between the two of you, you have to get your story straight. Because what your daughter started to say to me 5 minutes ago was, I opened the door because I was going to let the dog out the back door.
I know that, ma'am.
That was a lie.
And later today.
Get me Ben's number.
It wasn't a friend. Like, Ben, like he's not like a close friend how like me and him were. It was just.
Unless you're going to tell me the story you just told me was a crock of baloney. Get me the number.
Cases, real people, Judge Judy.
Matthew Tringali says he was injured when he intervened after a pit bull owned by Latoya Neal and daughter Neal Whitehead attacked his toy poodle.
Now, it was an irresponsible moment because what your daughter started to tell me, because between the two of you, you have to get your story straight. What your daughter started to say to me 5 minutes ago was, I opened the door because I was going to let the dog out the back door. That's what you started to say to me. We have a tape, so just remember. Do you remember that's what you were going to tell me?
Yes.
I was opening up the door from between the garage and the house because I was going to let the dog out through the back door. That's what you started to tell me.
I know that, ma'am.
That was a lie. You were letting the dog out to relieve itself in the front. That's why you got out of the car. You or one of your sisters. You have photographs of the injury to your arm.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see them.
I also have the diagnosis from the emergency room.
May I see it, please? Next time it happens, they're going to put your dog down. Do you understand? Multiple deep dog bites, the forearm. You think that's funny? You think that's... It's not funny. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. We're done.
What is our excuse? You may step out.
He fell because he was kicking our dog.
I did try to kick the dog because he had my dog in his mouth.
Our dog was not coming to attack him or his dog.
It was a dangerous dog, and in fact, when we contacted their landlord, the landlord didn't even know that he had a dog.
It was an unfortunate accident. We did apologize to him, but he took it further, so that's why we're here.
I'm always very vigilant now when I walk in.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Roth versus Demas. Step forward.
18-year-old Quinn Roth is suing his former friend, 19-year-old Rajan Demas, for the cost to fix his car after Rajan drove it without permission.
Where do you come from?
Pittsburgh.
How old are you?
18.
And you?
19.
Also from Pittsburgh?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're friends? Oh, you were friends. For how long were you friends?
Three, four years.
What kind of car did you have?
2012 Ford Fusion.
Who bought it?
It was handed down to me after my grandma passed. It was her old car.
When did you get it?
Christmas, this past one.
Tell me about February 24th.
I was going to hang out with my roommate, EJ, and Rajan. And when we got there, Rajan appeared to be maybe under the influence of something.
When you got where?
To Rajan's house.
What time?
I'd say we probably got there around 7 at night.
And who do you live with, Rajan?
My father and brother.
Were they at home at 7 o'clock?
No.
Had you been drinking?
No, I was not.
Not drinking before 7?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so you got to his house with your roommate, and he was alone, and...
We were planning to go see a movie, but we just decided that it wasn't the best option, so we just went to get some food, and then we went back to his house to just play.
Where did you go to get food?
This place called Eaton Park.
Can you have alcohol there?
No.
Can you buy alcohol?
Me personally? No.
Did you buy alcohol?
No.
Did your roommate buy alcohol?
No.
Did Rajan buy alcohol?
No.
When you went back to Rajan's house, did you consume alcohol?
No.
Did your roommate consume alcohol?
No.
Did Rajan consume alcohol?
Not when we were there, no.
So, now you can continue. So, you went out and got something to eat, you came back and you were hanging out at Rajan's house.
Yeah, and then I went to sleep probably around...
And you went to sleep at his house?
Yeah, yes.
Why didn't you sleep at your house?
I live like a half hour away with my dad, and it was already late, and I don't know, I just don't really like to walk in there all late like that.
Okay, go ahead.
So, I went to sleep around 12, and the next thing I know, it was around 5 in the morning, I woke up and... Rajan was getting out of my car, and there were two cops in the cul-de-sac of townhouses following her behind him.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You were driving around 4 o'clock in the morning, which suggests to me if you were up 4 o'clock in the morning and you went to bed at midnight, and maybe you were alone, unsupervised, and maybe you'd had something to drink. I want to know who damaged the car.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Quinn Roth says former friend Rajan Demas drove his car without permission and returned it damaged.
Now, have a police report?
No.
Why not?
No charges were filed and they didn't give him anything, so no police report.
What do you mean they didn't give him anything?
Like they didn't give him a ticket or anything.
Well, there were police officers there, so there had to be an incident report.
I don't know.
It happened. Didn't happen so long ago, and doesn't sound as if it's a very big police department.
No.
So if somebody called there, they could find out, like me. They could find out whether anybody responded on that morning.
Right.
We're talking about the 24th or the 23rd?
This is the morning of the 24th now.
You remember the morning of the 24th?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have any communication with any police officers in your town?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me about the communication with the peace officers you had in your town.
Just like the plaintiff has said, the cops, they did come and they just, like, asked me a few questions while I was...
You They came where?
They came to my house because I parked at my, because I live in a cul-de-sac, and I parked the car, and, as I was getting out.
You parked whose car?
I parked his car.
In the cul-de-sac where you live?
Yes, ma'am.
When had you taken it?
I was just driving around in the neighborhood, but...
Just a second. At 5 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am, sorry.
Why were you driving around 5 o'clock in the morning?
It wasn't really a drive. I honestly just, like, what I did was, like, I was, because I have my permit, I don't have a driver's license, and I was just practicing parallel parking, but it wasn't, like, a drive around the neighborhood or anything like that, or, like, going anywhere. I was just practicing parallel parking.
So why did you have contact with the police department?
Because the car, prior to that, on the night of February 23rd, me and Quinn were invited to a party of a mutual friend of ours, and we had gone there, and upon arrival, me and him, I had a few drinks. I probably had more than he had. And then on the way driving back to our house, back to my house, sorry, he had misjudged a turn, and then he had, like, hit, like, a car. Me and him then got outside the car. We had changed the tire and everything, and we drove back to my house, and everything was fine, and all you know what I mean? And that, when we got to my house, we both had fell asleep. I woke up before him.
What's the name of the friend whose house you went to a party at?
Ben.
How do you know Ben?
From school.
And so that... Mr. Roth must know Ben as well.
Yes, Your Honor.
Phone number.
I don't have a phone number.
Get it. Unless it's going to be a waste of my time. We're not going to finish this case until I get Ben's number. Do you understand that? Unless you tell me that you did go to Ben's house that day.
I was not at Ben's house, Your Honor.
Were you at Ben's house?
No.
You just went. You know, I watched your mouth. So my question is, were you at Ben's house?
No.
Get me Ben's number. We'll all wait here.
He wasn't a friend. Like, Ben, like, he's not, like, a closer friend how, like, me and him were. It was just...
Listen to me. I don't care. Get me Ben's number. Unless you're going to tell me it was a waste of time and the story you just told me was a crock of baloney.
No, ma'am.
Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Get me the number. Go! Go.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
We're back. Well?
Your Honor, I did not have Ben's number. I made the name up. I was under a lot of pressure with everything that was going on. And I apologize for that, Your Honor.
Good for you. Okay. Can I see photographs of the damage that he did to the car?
Okay.
Well, I see tire and rim. Now I can see an estimate, please. You better do a lot more practicing, Ray John, before you take your test if you have to parallel park.
I was not the one that crashed the car, Your Honor.
Who did?
It was not me.
Who was it?
I know you're entitled to your feelings and your opinion,
No.
I was...
You just a second.
Mm-hmm.
If what you told me was not true, that you didn't go to a party, you didn't drink, and that conversely, I must assume that you're not going to come up with another story, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So I must believe the story that he said there was no drinking, he woke up, there were police officers, you were getting out of the car, you drove the car, and if you drove the car, there was no damage before, and there was damage afterwards. So I want you to tell me, do you have another version of the events that night?
No, I do not. I don't have any version of the events. I was not the one driving the car.
Tell me, you were driving the car. You were driving the car when the police stopped you.
Yeah. The next morning after, like, the Saturday morning and on the 24th, that's when, like, I, like, got in the car and, like, I went to go try to parallel park.
You were driving around 4 o'clock in the morning, which suggests to me if you were up 4 o'clock in the morning and you went to bed at midnight, then maybe you were alone, unsupervised, and maybe you'd had something to drink. I want to know who damaged the car.
It was not me.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $3,200. We're finished. Thank you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Your mother took the car back from you. You technically stole her car.
I didn't steal the car. I repossessed the car. She had me arrested. Who has their mother arrested?
Judge Judy.
I'm very happy that I get to get my car fixed.
I was just under a lot of pressure, so I just tried to say whatever came in my mind.
Some neighbors called the police.
He kind of put it all on me, so because parents won't be disappointed.
I guess we'll have to see in the future.
We can see what happens, what goes on from there, see if we can fix some things, see if we can talk about it and work it out.
You were both drunk on an evening when you had a fight.
Pet co-owners couldn't get along.
I was trying to be civil with her to try and see the dog because she took the dog away from me and wouldn't let me see the dog.
So this former couple unleashed their anger.
You had an argument. You were fighting. You went to get the dog.
She grabbed Simon, the dog, by his leg, went to hit me and accidentally hit him.
I just want you to tell me how her windshield got broken.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
20-year-old Danielle Reese is suing her ex-girlfriend, 21-year-old Kristen Fredrisi, for money she paid for a Shih Tzu puppy and for smashing her windshield.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 554 on the calendar in the matter of Reese versus Fredrisi.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Reese, you and the defendant were a couple for a period of time.
Yes, for 3 years.
And what you did foolishly was get a dog together.
Yes.
And you want me to resolve the issue of the dog?
Yes.
When did you separate?
We separated on February 8th, 2018.
And when you were together, were you living in the same house?
No. We were going to move in together.
But you weren't living in the same house?
Correct.
When did you get the puppy?
We got the puppy on January 12th, 2018.
Oh, so you had the puppy a relatively short period of time?
Yes.
A couple of weeks. And who has had the puppy since February 8th?
She's had the puppy since February 8th.
You bought the puppy from whom?
We bought the puppy from Pet Ranch.
How much was the total cost of the puppy? I'm asking her.
The total cost was $1,124.25.
How much did you pay?
I paid that day. I paid $1,091.94, and I have receipts for that as well.
And how much did you pay?
Well, see...
Not a well.
I paid $629.
And you have...
Yes, I have the receipts for that.
Okay, I'd like to see both receipts.
I have one of her receipts also. It was in my wallet, and I just found it.
Is the whole thing the receipt?
Yes.
I need a receipt for the money or a check or whatever.
And I have the original documentation.
This is the receipt, and here's for the PayPal, because I transferred $400 to her account for the dog.
No. On what date did you transfer $400? Is that what you're showing me, that you transferred $400 to her account?
Yes, for the dog, because she did not have the money for the dog. She put it all on her credit card.
Excuse me, Your Honor.
Just a second. On what date did you transfer $400 to her account?
January 12th, she had access to all the money.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, January 12th.
And you bought the dog on?
We bought the dog on January 12th.
So now I have $400 that you transferred into her account.
Yes.
Was this the first time that you transferred money into her account?
Yes.
In the 3 years that you've been together?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Fredrisi.
Yes.
I'm going to look at those papers, and they're going to demonstrate that she transferred $400 in cash to your account on the same date that you bought the puppy.
It was actually $388.10, and I have my credit card statement as well.
Just a second. So it's $388. So it's $400.
There was $11 and something taken out for taxes. So it originally was the $400, but I only received $388.
What you received. You transferred $400 into your account.
Correct.
For the purchase of the puppy.
Via PayPal. Correct.
Right. Let that play with me. I have other things to do today, and this case is actually pretty boring, even for me. Okay. And you had the puppy for a relatively short period of time, and you want the dog?
Yes.
You want the dog. All right. So you give it back the $400. That's easy. Next! What do you want?
So actually, it wasn't just $400.
That's it! Period. Move on. You're lucky I'm entertaining any part of this dog. People who move in together or live separately. I'm talking. I'm listening. pay careful attention to me, who do stupid things like buying animals together, that I can't say to you, go out and sell and split whatever you get, and then the court is finished with it. I'm giving you the $400, and you should say to me, if you watch this program frequently, thank you. Move on to the next issue. Move on to next issue.
There is, Your Honor, though, a receipt in there for $127 as well for the dog I paid.
Dismiss your case.
Okay. So for the broken windshield, paid $300.
Okay. Now, you were both drunk on an evening when you had a fight. That's
she
what
was
I got.
Intoxicated.
I said you were both drunk on an evening when you got into some sort of an altercation. And I want you to tell me how the windshield got broken in her car.
Sure.
You were a passenger in the car. You had had a fight. The night of the fight was February what?
22nd.
February 22nd.
2018.
Now, you had had an argument. You were fighting. You went to get the dog. I don't care about what happened when you got the dog. Now, you and the dog and the two of you were in the car. Who's driving?
She was driving, and she was intoxicated as well.
Just, I know that you were both drinking at this party.
Okay.
I said you were both drinking at the party.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then slept it off a little bit, still arguing. All right, now you're in the car. How did the windshield get broken?
So it was out of self-defense.
I can't understand you when you talk so fast.
Sorry.
I'm a little hard of hearing.
So it was out of self-defense.
Listen to me. Self-defense is a conclusion.
Yes.
That's a conclusion that I make.
Okay.
I just want you to tell me how her windshield got broken.
Sure. So she was driving. I asked her to take me home, and she basically wouldn't. We were in my neighborhood.
I don't want to hear you.
We were in my neighborhood. I tried to get out of the car. She grabbed Simon, the dog, by his leg, went to hit me and accidentally hit him, and then she sped off, speeding through my neighborhood. I was honking the horn trying to get someone's attention. And be mindful, she also took my cell phone, so I couldn't call the cops. I couldn't call my parents. I couldn't call anyone. And then she was driving
Just
like
a second. Listen to me carefully.
Yes.
Simon, the puppy, wasn't with you at the party where you were both drinking.
No.
Simon, the puppy, was at whose parents' house?
She was at her house. Her mom was watching him.
Just a second. So after you both left the party, you had to go someplace and get Simon.
Correct.
You went to her house to pick up Simon,
yep,
the puppy, and the intention was for her to drive you home.
Me and Simon.
You home. That was the intention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
And you got into the car with her,
mm-hmm,
voluntarily.
Yes.
How did her windshield get broken?
So after asking her to take me home, her speeding off, not letting me out of the car, I was yelling, I was crying, I was hysterical because
yes,
I was
scared. Keep going.
Okay. And so I kicked her windshield, and it did break. It fully did break.
Okay.
I am admitting to that.
Okay, can I see, please, the bill for fixing the windshield?
I paid for it in cash, Your Honor, but there's a receipt, so I do not have the bank statement.
Phone.
So for the broken phone, I was still trying to be okay with her.
Just a second. How did the phone get broken?
She smashed it into the ground.
Where?
At my house.
You mean when you were getting Simon?
No.
Just a second.
No.
No. When?
This was about 2 weeks after, because we decided that I was trying to be civil with her to try and see the dog, because she took the dog away from me and wouldn't let me see the dog.
Just a second. Okay. So she came to your house.
Yes.
To see the dog 2 weeks later.
No, I wanted to see the dog.
So you went to her house?
No, she came to my house.
Okay. So she brought the dog to your house?
Yes. Incorrect.
Okay. And?
And we got in an altercation about the dog, basically. Well, it started off with...
I don't care. She owes you $700. $400 for the dog, $300 for the windshield. We're done. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Your Honor. For the $200 for the phone, because I do have a witness who saw her smash my phone. Your witness, that is not credible. She wasn't excuse there. Excuse me. You have a great day. Thank you so much. Thank you. You should fix your lipstick. It's all just for money. It's all for a show. Her parents didn't even know we were together. Didn't even know we were moving in together. And didn't even know we were engaged. Everything's a joke to her. Obviously, her parents don't know. Zip. She thinks she's going to get famous? Yeah, you icky no-no. Icky no-no. She's a child. The whole reason she's even doing this is because of the protection order I got on her. She deserves what's coming to her. Watch for the red flag. I'm definitely moving on to better. Someone that knows how to do their lipstick.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Rodriguez versus Ramirez. Step forward.
20-year-old Brianna Rodriguez is suing 22-year-old Jerry Ramirez for the unpaid balance on a Honda Civic she sold him.
Mr. Ramirez, how old are you, sir?
I'm 22.
What do you do for a living?
I work at a restaurant. I'm a server.
In what restaurant?
Ramen by York.
And where is it located?
In Highland Park.
What are your hours of employment, sir?
I'm part-time right now.
What are your hours of employment?
From 6 to 11.
6 p.m.?
Yes, to 11 p.m.
To 11 p.m. And what do you do all day?
I'm starting school again. I just started school.
I don't care what you are doing soon. What do you do now during the day? Which school do you attend now?
I do an online schooling.
So you don't go to school. You do online, which means you work out of your house?
Yes.
And who do you live with?
My parents.
And what do they do?
Construction.
They both work?
Yes.
Are they working today?
No.
Where are they today?
They have regular activities that they do throughout the day. I have a little sister, so they take care of my sister.
What are they doing today?
I have no idea. They're out doing their own thing.
But they're not working today?
No, I don't think so.
And where is your little sister?
With them.
Well, you don't think so. Does that mean that you were home today doing your online school?
No.
What were you doing today?
I had a family emergency today.
I want to hear what the emergency was.
I had a family emergency with my brother. He has liver cirrhosis of the liver. Yes. So it was out of nowhere, and we all went to the hospital. And I just got home.
Just a second. What hospital is he in? Listen to me very carefully, Mr. Ramirez. You just told me a moment ago that your parents were out doing you don't know what today. They were out doing things. Regular things because they weren't working. That's what you told me 2 minutes ago. You told my staff in the back that you had a family emergency, but just a moment ago you said your parents were out doing their own thing. Now all of a sudden you have a family emergency and everybody was in the hospital.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
It's disrespectful of other people's time when you're late. You see all these people sitting in the gallery? They could have been home 40 minutes ago. I could have been home 40 minutes ago and been on the treadmill if it wasn't for you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brianna Rodriguez says Jerry Ramirez owes for the balance on a Honda Civic.
Now, listen to me very carefully, Mr. Ramirez. I'm going to explain something to you about time and other people's time. You purchased a car from Ms. Rodriguez. You didn't know her before you purchased the car from her. Is that correct?
Yes.
You purchased the car from her because you saw the ad online.
Yes.
Correct? And you bought the car and you had an agreed upon price.
Yes.
I'm going to get to the rest of the facts of the case because you didn't finish paying for the car.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get to the facts of the case in a minute. I'm not finished with you about other people's time. I spent a lot of time in school preparing for what I do. All these people work. Do you know what I mean? Work. Full time. They work. They get up in the morning and they don't go to school online. If they went to school, they actually got out, put their behind in a car, drove to school, or went to school. Do you understand? I'm here waiting for you because you couldn't get here on time. Bird is here waiting for you because you couldn't get here on time today. Most important, the lady that you stiffed on the car that you didn't know was here at 1:15, the same time you were supposed to be here. Do you understand? That is disrespectful. Stop tapping. That's disrespectful. It's disrespectful of other people's time when you're late. You see all these people sitting in the gallery? They could have been home 40 minutes ago. If it wasn't for you, I could have been home 40 minutes ago and been on the treadmill. If it wasn't for you, she could have been on her way home. If it wasn't for you, do you understand? That's respect for other people's time. And if you're 22 years old and you don't understand that yet, I'm prepared to give you a dress down. Now we understand each other?
Okay, but I had a family emergency.
Listen to me. Mr. Ramirez, I understand your words, family emergency. You told me 5 minutes ago you didn't know where your parents were. They were out doing chores because they weren't working today. And then when you realized where I was going, you went back to your original rote, I had a family emergency. Now, all of a sudden your parents who were out doing chores were at a hospital with your brother who has cirrhosis of the liver? Is that what you're telling me? You forgot about that when I asked you first where your parents were? If I asked you Mr. Ramirez, where are your parents today? And you said, we were at the hospital with my brother. That I could understand. But when I asked you where they were, uncross your hands. You said to me they were out doing their things because they're not working today. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, you bought a car from Miss Rodriguez and you agreed to pay her how much?
$1,600.
You gave her a $500 deposit. She's a trusting soul. He gave her a $500 deposit, and because she probably said to her, I'm going to pay you every month religiously until the $1,600 is paid off, just like you told me you had a family emergency, she trusted you enough to give you the registration for the car, right? Right?
Yes.
And then you were smart enough to register the car in your own name, right?
Yeah, it wasn't registered.
You've never had the car registered?
No, it wasn't registered before.
I don't care whether it was or not. You had it registered in your own name.
Yes.
And that was the last Miss Rodriguez heard from you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I told him if he pays me next week, he's going to have to pay me $1,000.
He doesn't make $500 a month serving. What kind of food do you serve? Ramen?
Yeah.
Ramen, working part-time, he doesn't make $500 a month.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Brianna Rodriguez says Jerry Ramirez owes for the balance on a Honda Civic.
Okay, so now when he purchased the car, he came, he looked like a nice young man, right?
Yes.
And he said, I promise I'll give you what? How much a month?
It was supposed to be $500 every week for 2 weeks.
He was going to give you $500 a week for 3 weeks?
December 12th was supposed to be the first payment of $500, and then December 19th was supposed to be another payment for $500, and the following week was supposed to be a payment of $100.
So what happened on December 12th?
Don't
tell me.
I'm sorry.
December 12th comes and goes, you don't hear from him.
Yes.
And what happened?
I messaged him. I have text messages to prove it. I messaged him, and he was just giving me the runaround. It took me
That's a conclusion, giving you the runaround. You said, where's my $500? What did he say?
He told me that he was going to go to the DMV to go register because his mom wanted to make sure that the car could be registered. I told him, okay, but he still had to pay me the $500. And he said that he had to spend like $500 for the smog and to register the car. He said that he was going to go try to get a loan or borrow money from his cousin. But I told him if he pays me next week, he's going to have to pay me $1,000 because it's a late payment.
Right. Well, then he'd be supposed to pay you the $1,000.
Yes.
The following week, $500 a week. He doesn't make $500 a month. Serving, what kind of food do you serve? Ramen?
Yeah.
Ramen, working part-time, he doesn't make $500 a month. Now, you made a deal with her for $1,600 for her car.
Yeah.
You paid her $500 for the car. You were late coming to court today. When you called the clerk's office in the back, you said, I'm getting off the freeway. Were you riding a bicycle on the freeway?
No.
What were you riding on the freeway?
A car.
Whose car?
Your producer's car.
What happened to your car?
Because I was just getting home from the emergency that I had, and he texted me and was like, hey, I'm in your area, I'll go get you. And I was like, I'm sorry. I was like, I'm just getting home. I just got home, threw on clothes and came. Because I had earlier this morning, I had said like, hey, I'm not gonna be able to make it. I have a family emergency. I'm really sorry. Like, is there any way we could push the date or the time? Like, I just
early this morning.
Yes.
Early this morning. Well, what was your emergency early this morning?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, early this morning when you called and said, is there any way we could push over the date? What was your emergency early this morning? Not at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock. What was your emergency
early
this morning?
The emergency I had today.
Did you, just a second. Did you tell the producer that early this morning, that your brother, early this morning, was in the hospital with an emergency? Early this morning.
Yeah, when I say early, it's like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock early this morning, yes.
And said?
Is there any way I could extend the a later time or the date, I would really appreciate it.
Is that what you said to her?
Yes.
What about the brother in the hospital with an emergency?
That's why I had texted her saying, is there any way?
That's a significant thing. That way the producer wouldn't have gotten in her car to go find you. Do you understand?
Yeah, I told her.
Do you understand? Where's the car?
What car?
Her car? The car that you bought from.
It's parked in front of my house.
Do judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,100. Thank you very much.
Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Did you tell your insurance company that you didn't hit her car?
We came close, but I did not.
Your son was in the car. He knows that you hit her. Is that what you want to teach him? How to lie?
Judge Judy.
I'm glad I could get my money back now.
There was stuff wrong with the car.
It just had to be registered and that was it.
The radiator, the strut, the battery.
He was just dodging me back and forth. I didn't want to give him my money.
I wasn't registered in 2 years and she didn't tell me that, so I ended up having to pay out of pocket.
It didn't have back fees at all.
I am sorry for like the whole being late thing.
I can't be so warm-hearted no more towards people.
Everything just happened out of nowhere.
No money, no car.
Yeah, I'm just glad it's over.